The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
I want to talk about Gary Numan, the British singer-songwriter. I mentioned this earlier. He has revealed that a song he wrote and recorded has been streamed more than a million times. And for that, he has been paid the princely sum of £37 sterling. His comments came alongside a UK inquiry into the economics of digital musical services. Well, our very own Tom Dunn has been raising this issue for some time, including here on The Hard Shoulder, and he's on the line. Tom, I knew they kind of got short shrift on these streaming sites, but 37 quid for a million plays doesn't seem like much.
No, it seems a bit wrong to me, to be honest. The maths, it's supposed to be something around the level of 4,000. So all I can think, that's what you're supposed to get if you're paid for all of the money you're due for streams. But I think there's something between him and that song. I think it's obviously with the record company or something else, Dan, that's taken the lion's share of that. But the point he's making in general, that the share artists get from streaming is unfair and is too small, that's been made ad nauseum at this point. And I've talked to you about people like Emma Swift boycotting it, Luca Bloom boycotting it, people saying they can't survive on it, people having to move back in with their parents, established artists having to move back in with their parents because they're not making enough money from music. So the fact that it's not being shared equally or fairly, I think, is well established at this point. And I don't know how much people know about this, but at the moment, streaming has saved music. It has made the music industry profitable. Mm. For the first time in years, I think since around 2006 or something like that, and when CD was at its height, was the last time it was really making money. And 75% of all record music industry income at the moment is from streaming. Spotify is now worth 60 billion and record companies are making 20 million a day. And they still can't give enough money to artists. It's all wrong.
Hey, so look, this is, well, I was going to say this is the future. Something else will come along, but this is the present. There's no getting away from it. And Luca Bloom mightn't like it, but you know, the solution surely is going to be learn to live with it in such a way that you do get paid a fair wage.
Yeah, I always say, like, I encourage the bands who are trying to go through Bandcamp and physical sales. I know that that's all great, but I think they're doing themselves long-term harm by stepping away from streaming. It's unavoidable. It's where music is listened to. It's where an audience comes to your music. It is the way it is, and it's not going to go away, and you need to engage with it. But you need to be paid a little bit better than the way you're being paid at the moment. The problem, as I see it, is that the record companies are making huge income now from essentially two sources. One, their heritage acts, which are bands like Queen and the Beatles, who are more popular than ever. And then there's superstars, people like Drake and Ed Sheeran and Swift, Taylor Swift, who are making fortunes. I remember I got an email from a PR to do with Taylor Swift boasting about the fact that she had made 2 million on Spotify in a week, and that was a record at the time. I think that to artists who aren't making 50 or 60 euro a year from it is really hard to take. Mm. So it's exponential is the problem. When you're getting, to be honest, 1 million streams, I hate to break it to you, Gary, but that's not a huge amount of streams. Parachute has 2 million, Gary. And
well, Tom, what have you done with your 74 euro?
I'm getting advice. I don't want to, I know this is big, I don't want to rush into it, so I'm taking a lot of advice. But basically, there's a lot of bands go along at around the 1 million, 2 million stream mark, which isn't going to buy you very much. And then it just takes off exponentially, and suddenly bands are into the 50 million, but they're huge bands, and we don't know any of them. And it's the ones at the lower level that's the problem. And I think the three big record companies, Universal, Sony and Warner, there's only three of them at this point, they're just coining it, and there's no interest. There's nothing, no encouragement for them to share the money more evenly with bands who have literally no power in this. The only people who can twist their arms are governments. That's where it has to come from.
And is the solution then that, you know, you tax the problem away, that you try and take some of the money away and then redistribute it? Or do you come up with a system whereby people up until, you know, a million or two streams maybe get an extra bit of money, and then, you know, it begins to taper off as it gets more popular?
That would seem to me to be the answer, that you get more heavily paid for your first few streams. So the bands who are just breaking into it or are just starting off will get a little bit more at the beginning to supplement their income as they go along. The problem is that the record companies have been waiting for this, the entire legal weight of the industry. It's legal resources, it's savvy, it's past experience. They've seen vinyl come and go, cassette come and go, CD come and go, mini just come and go. So when Spotify and streaming was coming, they were waiting for it. And they were saying, when this comes, we're going to get as big a bit of the pie as we humanly can. And they have all the resources are on their side. So to get them to share, it's really, really difficult. And the only way is you need to get more money to the lower acts or then Taylor Swift. That won't be that interesting a world.
You know, for bands who are around that, say, 1 million to 2 million mark, say for like Something Happens, you know, is at the moment, do you look at streaming as just being the shop window then? As this is a way of just, you know, you stay out there, you stay present, you stay relevant, but you've got to make your money elsewhere.
Yeah, I think the problem and why it's been thrown onto the front page is COVID-19. All of these bands, Nadine Shah and stuff, would be off touring. If they're getting big streams in America or somewhere else, they'd be capitalizing on that and going over and doing gigs and making live.
Then even though it's not fair, you could still stomach a little bit the unfairness of it, because you're selling out venues in the States and you're making money. So you think, look, I'd like to get more for the streaming, but, you know, at least I'm making a living. But that's gone. That's the point, isn't it?
And also, you know, you are still getting paid when you get played in the radio. You get that on TV as well. So there are other streams, you know, and if you get music into a film, that'd be brilliant. You get music from that as well. It's just that so many things have just disappeared, and now streaming is thrown into a harsh light. But be in no doubt, it is patently unfair, and they are not sharing the income. The pot is huge, and they're giving absolute scraps to new artists, and it is really unfair. No question about it.
Listen, Tom, we appreciate that, and invest that £74 sterling wisely. All right, from their 2 million.
I have to
streams.
Pay my lawyer's fees.
Tom, as always, listen, thanks a million. We'll talk to you later in the week as well for your musical tips for the week.